Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon, Jones and Keefe. It's a Thursday. We'll go on the clock shortly. That was the Red Sox win last night. Roman Anthony two nights ago. Marcelo Meyer double donging last night at Fenway. Oh, speaking of that.
Yes.
Dong Report back tonight with Arcan, right?
Arcan's bringing back the Dong Report.
I forgot today's the day.
I think the Red Sox have a ton of off day Thursdays, so he has full show Thursdays. So what
better
time?
I think he said he has next 10 Thursdays full shows.
Yeah, it's been a long run.
10 Thursdays?
That's wild.
Wow.
So Dong Report is back.
Okay, that's back tonight. Marcelo Meyer.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you could do a couple of IOU dongs from last night.
Throw them in there.
Yeah, get those
in there. Throw
them in there. Yeah, it's a lighter day on a Thursday. But the Red Sox winning with their youth movement, keeping their season alive. We'll get to that with all your phone calls coming up. 617-779-7937. Rob Bradford of WEEI and Baseball Isn't Boring joins us an hour from now at 1 o'clock. But hot off the presses, Keith.
Yeah, how about this?
And Reese had a little tease about this over the weekend.
Okay.
He's like,
so he was privy.
The Patriots are going to firm up training camp dates.
Yes, and they have.
They're going to firm up the Patriots Hall of Fame Parcells Edelman dates, which they have.
They sure have.
And he also teased a Tom Brady statue unveiling.
Nice.
Which the Patriots in the last 2 minutes announced will be unveiled on August 8th. Patriots Commanders preseason game, I'm guessing is what that is with the joint practices.
Yeah.
It will be unveiled on 8-8 prior to Patriots and Commanders.
Okay. I like that. So 8-8 is a Friday night. So, all right. So 2 months from now, we'll have the statue for Tom Brady.
Do you have the thing, when is Pat's Commanders, is it that actual day, or is it like the day before Pat's Commanders?
Let's take a gander at it.
It's day of.
It's day of. They play at 7:30.
Got it. So there you go. So all in one, boom, boom.
I mean, if any athlete is ever going to have a statue, it would be freaking Tom Brady.
What took so long?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't play for the Patriots for a few years.
Yeah, but like, they knew they were doing a Tom Brady night. You couldn't. I know you don't want to rush through a statue.
Sure, you get this
we've
right.
Seen some bad statues.
See, this is it.
Okay,
this is key.
Are you sure?
It's gonna,
no, I'm not sure. This one's going to be
sure
good.
Anything.
They might have taken an extra year, and this will be a crummy statue.
Preseason game. You open the season at home against the
Billy.
Raiders, who Brady owns. But well, no, let's do it against the Commanders.
Is this a cheap money grab to get people to buy tickets to a preseason game? Great point. Hadn't even had time
you're
to let that cross
the
my mind
in Week One.
Great
at home.
All right,
Brady's
so
a pot owner.
Well, here's where I would say
Brady's a broadcaster, so would Brady want to do it in the preseason?
Or could he do it? Like in the regular season?
Mike Vrabel showed up in the middle of the regular season.
Sure, Tom Brady has a bye
week.
The day off.
Yeah, but I don't think Brady has a bye week, right? Like he works, he's
I'm
supposed
sure,
to work every week.
I'm surprised
he's even doing the.
Well, he was supposed to work for all year and took that off. So
no, I know.
I'm pretty sure Brady's like, I'm going to be there for the unveiling of my statue. I'm going to miss a week.
But that's a CBS game, so he's not even doing Pat's Raiders. Plus, I think he probably's not allowed to do any Raider games.
True.
I don't think.
But it didn't have to be the Raiders game. I'm sure Fox would let him take a day off. Greg Olson's better anyway, so he'll probably
an
upgrade.
I don't think this is that. I mean, he came to a regular season game. Robert Kraft wanted him at a regular season game 2 years ago, right? For Brady night or whatever. Wasn't it a home game? Was it against the Eagles, maybe? And they did a whole thing. They did
sure.
a whole thing.
Yeah, he sat in the owner's box. Yep,
yeah.
It was the opener 2 years ago. You're right.
But now he is, I'm kind of surprised by this, but he is working the Fox broadcast still. So I think he's probably busy on Sundays.
8-8 statue unveiled preseason game. Was that Brady's call or Kraft's call? Was
I guess you could have done.
Is it a cheap ass money grab to get people to pay full freight for preseason tickets? Maybe.
It's their only home preseason game.
Great take by Bill.
Yep. Only home preseason game. You could have maybe done it Thursday, November 13th, because they're home against the Jets, and Brady does all Sunday games, right? The Sunday Fox, best Fox game.
Another good point.
So you could have waited.
So, hey, Tom.
But I guess they want it up for the whole season for people to go and see all season.
Well, they play on 12-12.
That's actually a great point, too.
12-12? No, they don't. They do not play on 12-12.
No, but this is a great point. You can't. I mean, you can unveil the statue whenever you want, but if you're going to unveil
it
in August and then have it be there, but Brady not there for it.
No, Brady needs to be there. Is it going to be good? Was it Dwayne Wade that had one recently that is a pretty rough-looking statue?
Yeah, that was Dwayne Wade.
Is there a Ronaldo one, too?
Yeah, that one's brutal.
They had to redo it.
Did they?
Ronaldo one was so bad, they made him another one.
Okay, so I find it...
The Dwayne Wade one's bad.
I find it insulting they couldn't have this thing ready to go for Brady night a year ago, but maybe you want to give him the excuse of there's other bad statues out there that were maybe rushed.
You got to get it right.
See, but the thing is, he's wearing a helmet, so like when it comes to like face detail, it doesn't have to be too crazy.
Well, whereas
like Dwayne
helmet?
Wade...
Dude, look at the Dwayne Wade one.
Yeah, that's not...
Like, that's not Dwayne Wade.
That is not Dwayne Wade.
Yeah,
no, I assume the Brady one will have a helmet on it.
Would you want Brady in a helmet?
No.
Yes. A football player statue, I would want the helmet. Also, to Billy's point.
What if he did like Brady after he won the first Super Bowl where he's got his helmet off looking at his sisters? He's like, oh my God.
There's a real chance you screw that up.
Yeah.
There's a real chance.
So you think because it's you gonna screw look it up, like, pop the helmet off.
The simpler, the better.
Look at Ronaldo. Ronaldo's eyes are way too close together, and they're also crossed, but not crossed.
You know they unveiled that, and that got gassed.
Here he is, everybody. Cristiano Ronaldo. Like, oh, my God.
Super handsome dude, and that's when you come up with.
What is this? No, it's going to look like the Tom Brady sketch from Deflategate.
They should do that one. That's what they should do.
No, that is, I think you wear the helmet because I think you want to be in full uniform, and you want to be, like, holding a ball and, like, dropping back for a pass. Like, Dwayne Wade's in full uniform.
Yep.
And so I think you would have him holding a football, getting ready to throw it. I think that'd be pretty sweet.
Okay. You make a good point, though. They could just save the statue, and people are going to be showing up to the stadium, so I understand. Oh, wait, what's this going on over here? People are probably going to see, well, maybe not. Maybe you build it elsewhere and then you install it. I don't know how statues work.
No, I think you want to put it up, and then it's there for the whole season.
But
if you're there week one, it's
up. But you could save it for the Jets game because Brady only works on Sundays. Yeah. Good point. And you could save it for the Jets, who he has a massive history with, as opposed to a dumb preseason game.
Yeah,
so maybe Brady requested it, and Robert's like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, I'll do it.
Let's make some money off let's get full freight off a preseason game.
Especially since it's the only home preseason.
That's all they got.
Yeah, let's bang that place out.
But like they play.
I mean, all I know is based on the way Kraft has been carrying himself the last few years, I wouldn't rule it out.
I mean, the first 10 weeks of the season, they play on Sunday, and Tom Brady is going to be somewhere announcing games, right? So, like, I think he's out for the first 10 weeks. You play Thursday. You do have a Monday night game against the Giants. That's also a home game.
It's another one you could do.
You could.
He's got a history against the Giants. I don't know that you want to.
There, no, no, bring not that the one best up. History.
Jets would be
Jets.
Better for sure.
It would be. Yeah, it would be.
617-779-7937. 8-8 is the date for the Brady statue. Pat just announced it. I like this text. The Brady statue unveiling will be on ESPN 8, the Ocho.
Oh, there's a Manning statue, too.
Yeah, is he helmet on or off?
Helmet on. Throwing a pass. Probably throwing a Marvin Harrison.
Oh, so it was like an action shot.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
I guess that probably is the way to go, right?
I think 100%.
Ray Lewis is helmetless doing the dance.
But Manning's
Ray
face.
Ray Lewis is?
Manning's face looks crazy in it. Like, it's crazy. But I think if you have the helmet, that kind of will distract from it. And you have, like, the full uniform and, like, him, like, in, like, a passing pose. Mm-hmm. I think you can pull it off.
Okay. Well, so there's some breaking news here on Jones and Keith.
Yeah.
8-8, by the way.
If you got tickets for that preseason game, hold on. Don't sell them yet.
Good thing you already got
don't
that.
Don't sell them.
You're already paying. If you're a season ticket holder, you already paid the full rate on it.
That's true.
Well, maybe do sell it. It's just a statue. You can see that whenever you want. Maybe do sell it.
You
want
to be there when it's unveiled.
You could really make a pretty penny off of it. All right. Well, maybe we got to change our debate on the clock here. I was going to say 8-8. Is there like a Steph Diggs message hidden in all of this?
Yeah, probably. It's probably all about Steph Diggs.
There probably is, right? I'd imagine if you look close enough.
Tom Brady's coming out of retirement to throw to Steph Diggs?
That would be better.
Or Tom Brady
could use that.
Tried to sign Steph Diggs with the Raiders,
probably.
But we stole him away.
Yeah, he didn't have the best offseason. He wanted a few guys, didn't really get him.
Yeah, no. But they did
they
get
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith. They signed Jermaine Pratt the other day. I saw that.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Drafted my guy, Ashton Gentry.
Yeah, they got Pete Carroll to coach him.
Good get. Wait, you don't like Pete Carroll now?
I do like Chip Kelly, though. Actually, I'm more intrigued by their offensive coordinator hire than I am
their head coach of the offseason.
That wasn't that good.
They were not bad. They didn't really get a lot of guys. I think he would have preferred Vrabel, to be honest.
I think he probably would have preferred Mike Vrabel as well. So anyway, we teased this earlier before we were rudely interrupted by the breaking news.
Statue news.
Tom Brady and his statue, August 8th, preseason game against the Commanders, but you got to pay full freight and probably more on the secondary market. So good plan. Although Brady's very booked during the season, as Keith pointed out. You can discuss again at 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, let's go on the clock. We had a little back and forth, Keith.
Yeah.
Where many people were saying, I got the better of Keith.
No, I don't.
They were like, oh,
I
my
didn't
God.
See that anywhere.
He was so convincing.
No.
Keith doesn't know what he's talking about. Just over and over and over.
I emasculated you.
My whole timeline was just, boy, Jones, what a win for you. You really got Keith's goat.
I thought you were going to quit. I thought you were going to walk out in a huff.
And so we said for On the Clock this week, let's really have a debate. Let's embrace debate is what we'll do here. You want to go first or
yeah,
second?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay, I want to go second.
No, I want to go first.
Okay, well, good. This all works
out. You don't
out.
Get a choice.
Home ups for me. let's put Keith on the clock. He is going to argue why the Patriots need Steph Diggs, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
The Patriots need Steph Diggs. All right, I'm on the clock. Patriots need Steph Diggs more than Steph Diggs needs the Patriots because without Steph Diggs, the Patriots have the worst wide receiver room in the NFL, and it will be for 5 straight years. The Patriots haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since 2019.
Oof.
So we're going through the 2020s with no 1,000-yard receiver.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Receiver Steph Diggs, even if he misses a couple of games, can be a 1,000-yard guy. So they desperately need him. They don't have any kind of backup plan. Mac Hollins, Kendrick Bourne, Kayshon Booty, those would be your number one receivers if you don't have Steph Diggs, who has already made a lot of money in his career, has already played in the NFL for 10 seasons. He was a first-team All-Pro, 4-time Pro Bowler, over 10,000 yards receiving. He's probably going to be a Hall of Fame finalist, if nothing else. So he's had a great career. He could always sign with somebody once he passes a physical month into the season if he wants. So there's probably still football for him, whereas the Patriots have no backup plan. They have no option. They need him desperately.
Okay. Well, I'm not convinced. I'll tell you that.
I think a lot of the listeners are, if they weren't before.
You want to be convinced?
I'm all ears.
Nick, throw me on the clock. Okay, here is why Stephon Diggs needs the Patriots, not the other way around, in just 60 seconds. They already proved they have the leverage. He skipped voluntary OTAs. He's in Miami. He's on the boat. Ass is right in the face. They threatened his money. They threatened his roster spot. And what do you know? Just out of the clouds. Oh, you know what? I will show up to voluntary workouts. I will be there for mini camp. Thank you. He's 32, or he will be, November 29th. He tore his ACL in October. He still hasn't passed his physical. That's according to him. He's likely not going to be ready week one, according to me. I'd follow the timeline of Kendrick Bourne from a year ago. And the Patriots, by the way, still haven't paid him a dime, which ties into having zero interest around the league. Nobody wanted him. That includes Houston last year. They could have brought him back. They didn't. Instead, they traded for Christian Kirk, and they drafted two rookies out of Iowa State. He wore out his welcome elsewhere earlier in his career, Minnesota and Buffalo. If not here, then where? Who's going to sign him? That is why Steph Diggs needs the Patriots more than they need him.
Garbage.
Pretty good.
No.
Airtight.
No. If you weren't convinced by my point, you might be even more so now after listening to you. You might be like, oh, my God.
So that's why you wanted to go first?
Oh, my
God.
You
wanted to set the tone.
Yeah.
And then have people hear my defense after the fact.
You don't think he could sign with another team somewhere?
I haven't seen a team that's interested in him yet. He didn't have any visits.
Maybe not for this money, but I feel like if he, and it's going to come down to the physical too, and like that's sort of, you know, I would take that part almost out. Like if he's not healthy enough to play, then like, all right, then he's not playing.
Steelers probably would.
Not playing here, not playing anywhere else. Yeah, maybe Pittsburgh.
Maybe. They weren't interested way back when.
They wanted Gabe Davis after they traded Pickens.
So. But now they get Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, well, that's true.
They do have Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if he has any relationship with Steph Diggs.
Because he wants
He'd be like,
Diggs.
I get Jordy Nelson instead. Like, hey, I'm getting Jordy Nelson again. It's not happening.
Jordy Nelson.
Bring Donald Driver back.
Yeah, they get Randall Cobb.
All right, we've embraced debate fully.
Yes.
Who won? 617-779-7937. Does Steph Diggs need the Patriots?
Keith wins.
Or do the Patriots need Steph Diggs?
That guy also said Keith wins, but I feel like that counts. That's going to count for me. That autocorrects, or they just don't know my actual name.
Okay.
No 1,000-yard receiver since 2019 is a great stat. That might have been the death blow.
That was a strong
stat. That was the fatality.
I gotta be honest, yeah. I did kind of backpedal a little
bit. Yeah, you were pretty shook after that. Yeah.
So, text line says Jones, they have paid him $4 million.
I don't think so.
Well, I heard Bert say this on TV last night.
Okay. Have they? Wait, what did Bert say? He said they did?
Bert said they did when he signed it. The way Florio had reported it is he's due when he passes his physical. Did Steph Diggs sound like he got $4 million?
No. No.
Like, Bert's very plugged in.
Yeah, yeah.
But so is Rap Sheet, and Rap Sheet said he passes physical. So the agent might be doing a lot of lying, is what I would say.
Yep.
And I'm not until I need a little more reporting on Steph Diggs actually having the $4 million, because that guy didn't sound like that $4 million had hit his bank.
But Karin's the one that's basically telling us that it seems like the Patriots are kind of like putting off him even doing the physical.
Correct.
So, yeah, if he needed to pass it to get the money, that's why the football contracts are so stupid.
Okay.
Keith wins hands down.
Yeah, a lot of support.
His argument was based on facts, which is true all the time.
That's why it was boring.
Yep. Well, Jones? I don't know. I wouldn't call it boring.
I would call it
informative and persuasive.
Here we go. Jones won the debate because Keith drove Marchand out of town.
Damn it. Well, damn I wouldn't it. Say.
Not a lot of love for Jones on the text line.
No.
But that's par for the course.
We're going to get like a Twitter poll up maybe?
Should we?
Yeah. I mean, I think to really put it to bed.
I don't know that I need to see the results of that. Yeah. But go ahead. Yeah, you can check it out at Jones and Keith on Twitter and Instagram. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Brady statue August 8th. Another text here says that they are doing it in honor of Bill's 8 rings. Can't even do that anymore. He's renamed the boat.
One plus. Eight.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be 8 plus 1? Not to even get into that semantic game.
That's if Bill were in charge of his own life. I'm sure what they'd name it.
Good point. She's like, we're putting my ring first.
When you're not in charge of your own life.
Yep.
That's how that goes. What?
No, it's true.
I thought you were snickering.
I would like to say that he is in charge, but he's not, sadly.
Okay.
Things have changed.
Twitch chat is reminding me not just the text line is supportive of you and not me. It's also the Twitch chat.
Twitch chat as well. Well, here's one. Jones went, Keith is a fool.
Yeah, nice. Great. Yep.
Great job, Keith, but it was in all caps, so I take that as sarcasm. So maybe that's... I usually don't buy into that.
I've stopped looking at these. These are all saying Keith. I've stopped looking at these. On the Red Sox, Keith, let's push away from that. Push away. They're still not going to play these kids, it sounds like. And you can hear Alex Cora.
It's also Cora, though, so you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Well, good point. But I would take him saying we're going to get him in against some lefties as maybe the lie.
Yeah.
They're not going to play these kids who just won them 2 games. Marcelo Meyer was a massive factor in why they won last night. Roman Anthony was a massive factor the night before with the 2 RBIs and the catches, plural, in the field. But they may not see the field at all against the Yankees. Cora was asked about this yesterday. And in the midst of the answer, just know he's flipping off Andy Hart while he's answering.
Yeah.
And that's you can go watch the video yesterday from WEEI Afternoons. Yeah. He's got his middle finger up, itching his eye in the direction of Andy Hart. But here is his answer about playing the kids against lefties.
There's certain lefties that they're not going to face. We'll mix and match. I think now with the roster that we have to understand that we got Romy and Ref. They're really good at what they do. The other day, Roman faced a lefty in the 5th, right, in the 6th inning. But then with 2 outs, we have bases loaded, and the game called for Romy to pinch hit. You know, and we're going to play the game. As far as starters, there's a few that we know they're tough. There's others that they're still tough, but we believe that, you know, they're going to be able to handle it. So we'll play it like that. You know, it's not a given that, oh, they're not going to start, but we'll pick and choose when. And throughout the game, we'll pick and choose when we're going to pinch hit.
Okay. My favorite part, re-listening that now for the second or third time, is when he goes, you guys got to understand.
Yeah.
We have Romian ref.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah.
You know, just when we were talking about the Red Sox all offseason,
you guys
were so excited.
First place by 10 games.
No. You gotta understand.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my bad.
It's probably why I flipped him off. Yeah, you got to understand. We have Romy and ref. Like, duh.
Yep.
You got to get those guys in there.
So I was just looking this up.
And they hit lefties. I acknowledge that. But I those guys should not be roadblocks for the future of your franchise to me.
So I was just looking this up. They are facing three lefties in the series against the Yankees. Yarborough goes first. For the Yankees.
Yarborough, who throws like a little leaguer, according to Nick.
Nick's all over that scouting report.
64 miles an hour.
He tops out at like 87.
But righties hit 231 against him, and lefties hit 226. Now, the OPS is better for the righties than lefties, so maybe you want to look at that and go a little bit further than just batting average. And you'd be like, all right, it's not one of these guys that just completely dominates and shuts down every lefty that he faces, right? So maybe you would start one of those guys in that game. Carlos Rodon will get the start on Saturday. He is having a good year. His ERA is under 3 on the year.
But they just knocked him around, in fairness to them, with righties in the lineup.
The batting average and OPS, although slight, is better for lefties than it is for righties. It's super close. It's basically he's the same against either guy. He does not have an advantage against lefties or righties. And then same thing with Max Fried, who's been really, really good this year. But there's not like a drastic gap in between the numbers.
So I think you, unlike your Steph Diggs debate, you knocked it out of the park on this earlier.
These are good stats, just like the Steph Diggs stats.
When you said they should each play 2 out of the 3 games and maybe stagger them. Maybe Meyer gets Saturday off against Rodon and Anthony gets Sunday night off against Fried, or vice versa. Like that is how they should both be in the lineup on Friday against Yarborough. One should get a day on Saturday. One should get a day on Sunday. They both start 2 out of these 3 games. And I would be okay with that. I'd love to see him start all three, quite frankly, especially based on the numbers you just gave us. And on top of that, Roman Anthony crushed lefties in AAA.
Yeah.
And I've heard the excuse, there's no good lefties in the minor leagues, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know how you expect those guys to ever learn how to hit them if you don't put them in the lineup against those guys. But at bare minimum, they should each play 2 out of these 3 games. Start, I should say, 2 out of these 3 games this weekend.
Definitely. Like, they're up here. You want to play them. I was frustrated, was it last week, when Meyer sat back-to-back games. And so I know, you know, they're probably going to get into the game, but it's not the same thing. Give him multiple at-bats and let Roman Anthony prove you and everybody else wrong. If you're like, he can't hit major league lefties, well, why not?
This is what I think.
Like, he did hit minor league lefties. It's like, well, that's all he got to face.
Right.
So he hit them.
So,
great.
Right. If he's, somebody texted this yesterday. They're like, well, when he's 0 for 25, you guys are going to want him out of the lineup. I'm like, right. When he's 0 for 25 against lefties, you'll have a point. In the meantime, I think Meyer's 1 for 7. He's only had 7 at-bats.
And I also
had a hit.
Yeah.
Roman Anthony's had a couple of at-bats, maybe 1 at-bat. So let them prove to you they can't do it before you take it away from them. That's what I would
do. I also think, like, those numbers that I was bringing up, I think for these starters in particular, are more like they're just kind of the same against lefties and righties, and righties and lefties hit these guys the same. Now, you get into a bullpen, late-game situation, comes, like, a lefty specialist, so that's his thing, and he just mows down lefties, and you have Ref Snyder on the bench. All right. You have Roman Gonzalez on the bench. Like, all right. You've already given Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer 4 rips at it. Maybe even Jaron Duran. We've seen him do it with Willie Abreu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he starts the game, 4 rips at it, and then you're like, all right, Ref Snyder, like, this is the time to do it. Fine. But I'm not sitting those guys and missing out on 4 or 5 at-bats because you're terrified that they can't hit lefties because, well, they haven't proven that they can't. You're just kind of assuming that they can't.
You got to understand. They have Romian ref.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to under. We spent all offseason talking about how the whole team's built around Romian ref. You're not going to take those guys out against lefties. 617-779-7937. You can go on the clock if you'd like for Steph Diggs. You can react to Tom Brady, his statue being unveiled on 8-8. And, of course, the Red Sox and their approach with the young kids. They actually have some momentum. Can they turn their season around now that Anthony and Meyer are here? We'll get to that. Plus more on Rafi Devers. Sam Kennedy gave quite an update.
Yeah.
Before the game last night.
Yeah.
We'll get to it right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.